This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian missiles struck an eastern Ukrainian city twice on Monday night, killing 9 people, wounding scores, and destroying apartments at a popular hotel, officials said. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday 82 people were wounded in the attack, and rescue operations about 75 kilometers southwest of Bakhmut in eastern Donetsk had been completed. Separately, Russia's installed Donetsk mayor accused Ukraine in a social media post of shelling the city of Donetsk, killing 3 people and wounding 10 on Tuesday. The United Nations World Food Program is slowly resuming food aid to Ethiopia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The move comes nearly 5 months after the UN took the extraordinary measure of suspending aid following the discovery of a massive scheme to steal donated grain. WFP says it's testing small-scale distribution in some areas now, but acknowledges that the Ethiopian government still plays a role in the process. The US says it will uphold its own suspension of food aid to the East African country, while it negotiates with Ethiopia's government for reforms of a system long controlled by local authorities. The pause has affected 20 million Ethiopians, or 1/6 of the population. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu and West Africa's regional bloc ECOWAS, which he chairs, would prefer a diplomatic and peaceful resolution to the military takeover in Niger, his spokesperson said on Tuesday.
And the bloc would prefer a resolution that was obtained through diplomatic means, through peaceful means, rather than any other. And that will be a position that is maintained going forward.
This is VOA News. UN agencies warn health conditions are deteriorating across Sudan and neighboring countries as growing numbers of people flee escalating fighting between the Sudanese armed forces and paramilitary rapid support forces. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Before the conflict erupted on April 15th, 4.5 million Sudanese already were displaced, more than 3.7 million as displaced people inside Sudan, and another 800,000 as refugees in Chad, South Sudan, Egypt, and Ethiopia. Since the rival generals went to war, the UN Refugee Agency reports nearly an equal number, more than 4 million people, have become newly displaced. It says it is deeply worried about the health conditions in refugee and IDP camps inside Sudan. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A federal judge presiding over former U.S. President Donald Trump's trial on charges of trying to overturn the 2020 election has ordered his attorneys and federal prosecutors to appear in court on Friday for a hearing to help determine how evidence can be used and shared in the case. U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan set the hearing for Friday morning, shortly after Trump's attorneys and members of U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith's office had clashed in a joint court over when to schedule the proceeding. 3 years into their exile inside the Belarusian opposition, a small but growing number of activists believe now is the time to train for a real fight against President Alexander Lukashenko. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones has more.
3 years on from the election, her followers believe she won. Svyatlana Tikhanovskaya has all the trappings of a leader in waiting. She has a cabinet in exile, diplomatic missions, and regular meetings with Western dignitaries. Her status is no small feat, considering Belarus' opposition likely comprises a few thousand out of the 100,000 estimated to have left the country. Many face lengthy sentences for criminal charges in absentia should they return to Belarus. While they are divided over tactics and their politics range from liberalism to nationalism, they are united by their desire to end Lukashenko's near three-decade rule.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a national monument designation for the Greater Grand Canyon in the U.S. Southwest, declaring it's good not only for Arizona but for the planet. Tuesday's move turns the decades-long visions of Native American tribes and environmentalists into reality. It will help preserve more than nearly 4,000 square kilometers just to the north and south of Grand Canyon National Park. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.